This is Inside Indiana Business Radio for the morning of Thursday, April 25th, 2024. I'm Alex Brown. The IU Angel Network is partnering with the Indianapolis-based Started Up Foundation to support two student entrepreneurs at IU every year. Through the partnership, IU Ventures will grant two annual educational angel memberships to the winners of the foundation's statewide Innovate Within pitch competition, should they choose to attend IU. IU Ventures' Jason Whitney.
That'll provide them an opportunity to join into our monthly pitch presentations, network with alumni, founders, and funders from around the world, and tap into some of the educational resources that we help provide back to our investors. It's going to let them be better founders in the future because they've been behind the scenes to know what questions they're going to get asked before they get in the room.
Whitney said they hope to expand the partnership to IU's regional campuses in the future. An e-commerce company has signed on to occupy a 1 million square foot industrial building in Merrillville. Our partners at the Times of Northwest Indiana report the deal with the as yet unnamed tenant is the largest industrial lease signed in Northwest Indiana, though financial details were not disclosed. Louisville-based Commonwealth Pain and Spine and Woodward Development and Construction in Newburgh broke ground Wednesday on a $6 million surgery center in Evansville. The pain management provider plans to add about 40 jobs when the project is complete. From the number one source for Indiana business news, this is Inside Indiana Business Radio.
Southeast Indiana, your bold future starts here. IBJ Media, Inside Indiana Business, and the IEDC invite you to Engage Southern Indiana, New Albany, May 1st, presented by CareSource, Indiana University, and Old National Bank. Join us for a day focused on Southeast Indiana's growth. Connect with fellow leaders and walk away with bold new thinking to help your region thrive. RSVP now at ibj.com/engage.
Mike Daigle, CEO of South Bend International Airport, has lived in Seattle, Alabama, Virginia, Louisiana, New York, Colorado, Germany, Panama, and even Somalia, thanks to his career in the military. But his military career led to a move to airport management. In a Q&A for our South Bend Elkhart Region Report newsletter, Daigle talked about the rewarding moments of his job.
To me, the most rewarding thing is when I see somebody succeed. When I see a member of the team who succeeds in their career, in their personal life, if we or I contributed to that in any shape, manner, or form, maybe it's less than 1% of the 100% the person did, I think that's amazing. We promote education, we promote people pursuing professional accreditations because that success by them also benefits the organization and helps us grow and be better stewards of the facility, but also helps us serve our community better. Our mission statement is pretty easy: to serve the traveling public and community. And so how do we do that? And whether we're serving the aviation passengers, the train passengers, the people using taxi cabs out front, all of those things, that's all part of the traveling public. And how do we serve them and the community to be an asset where we live?
You can read the full Q&A at insideindianabusiness.com. A survey of more than 500 CEOs across the country ranks Indiana as the top state in the Midwest for doing business. Chief Executive Magazine said Wednesday that the Hoosier State is also ranked number 6 for business overall in its 2024 list. Indiana maintained its position on the ranking from last year. The CEOs were asked to rate states based on their opinion on how easy it was to do business in that state versus others. The publication attributed Indiana's ranking to favorable tax conditions, solid infrastructure, and favorable quality of life. The top 5 states on this year's ranking are Texas, Florida, Tennessee, Arizona, and North Carolina. Evansville Mayor Stephanie Terry is this week's guest on the Business and Beyond podcast with Gary Dick, presented by PNC, a weekly conversation with high-profile Hoosiers in business, sports and entertainment, and beyond. Available now from your favorite podcast provider. I'm Alex Brown for Inside Indiana Business Radio On Demand.